Antonín Holí is one of the Czech Republic's most renowned scientists. Most recently, his name was put forward by the Czech Academy of Sciences to be nominated for the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his work finding compounds to fight both the AIDS virus and cancer. Learn more in Czechs Today. Antonín Holí was born in Prague in 1936. As a small boy, Holly recalls that along with a friend, he found a dusty old book in a loft. The book had beautiful illustrations and covered both biology and physics. According to Holly, the two boys were mesmerized. His friend ultimately chose to work in physics, while Holly decided to take an interest in chemistry. In the emerging communist climate of Czechoslovakia, Holly resisted official efforts to have him become a coal miner. Apparently, that was a task to which the teachers had decided young Antonín was suited. Eventually, in 1954, Holly entered the Mathematical Physical Institute at Charles University. At this time, chemistry was a part of this department. After serving his conscript duty in the army, Holly finished his studies in 1959, and from 1960 to 1963 he worked in the organic chemistry department of the Czech Academy of Sciences, and it is here that Holly has focused his work in the ensuing decades. Purely by chance, Holly began to look at the blood disease leukemia, and while meeting bald-headed sufferers of the disease at a children's hospital, the meeting had a profound effect on the young scientists, and from there, Holly expanded his work. Václav Bacses is the head of the Czech Academy of Sciences and has shared a long professional relationship with Antonín, or Tony as he calls him, Holly. I spoke to Mr. Bacses and began by asking him for his early recollections of the man.
I met him first time in 1965 when I started my PhD study at the Institute of Organic Chemistry and Biochemistry of the Academy of Sciences. And at that time, Tony Holly was a young but already excellent scientist. And what is important, that he was working with the building blocks of nucleic acids, of DNA and RNA. And he studied chemistry of these compounds and their reactions. And that was fundamental research, you know, and I think this is very important to realize.
And that work soon yielded some notable results.
Through the very many, many years of fundamental research, he eventually went to recognize the potential of these compounds for the mankind, that is, for the health of people.
Yet, much of Holly's career was played out against the backdrop of the totalitarian communist state. But Václav Bacses believes that the Science Academy had it lucky compared to many other institutions.
You know, the Academy of Sciences, in fact, was the institution where the contacts with the world of science, so to say, was relatively easy, because the Academy didn't teach students, and so it was not that closely watched as, for instance, the university. So we had all the literature, we could travel, although that was very limited, but we could. Still, there was a tough communist regime, although at the second half of 60s it was already relaxed, and I know that many, many colleagues really could travel relatively easily.
The communist system led to some very notable inventions, such as Czech inventor Otto Wichterle's contact lenses, from being sold on the cheap rather than negotiating potentially lucrative licensing deals. But Václav Bacses believes that his colleague was wary of these pitfalls.
He had a very fruitful career. You know, he is a very hard-working man. He is chemist, spending most of his life in the lab. He works himself. He is not the boss sitting at the desk. And he also was very bright in patenting things and looking at the fair share of the licensees. So he was not only an excellent scientist, but I think he also was a good businessman.
The relative freedom to participate in the global scientific community also led Antonín Holly to develop a lifelong working relationship with the scientist Eric de Klerk in Belgium, Václav Bacses explains.
He was very lucky because he met Eric de Klerk from the Catholic University in Leuven in Belgium, who had, and he still has, a very thoroughly elaborated system of biological tests. He tested probably several hundreds of compounds, not only from the Holly's lab, but from all over the world. Tony Holly was sending him these compounds, and he eventually discovered these very active antivirostatics.
One such example are so-called acyclic nucleoside phosphonates, a completely new kind of antiretroviral drug. In fact, during his long and esteemed career, Antonin Holly has discovered numerous compounds, leading to the development of drugs to treat a wide number of diseases. For example, Viriad, an antiretroviral drug used in the treatment of AIDS, or Hepsira, a so-called reverse transcriptase inhibitor, an unsuccessful HIV treatment now used to fight hepatitis B, or Vistide, to treat retinal complications in AIDS patients. These drugs have been part of an ongoing collaboration for Holly, which started in 1991 with the Californian pharmaceutical firm Gilead Sciences. In all, the scientist has co-authored around 650 scientific studies, written several books, and holds 60 patents on his discoveries. Not long ago, the news emerged that the Czech Academy of Sciences intends to nominate Antonín Holly for the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Since then, the Czech media has been creating something of a storm, much to the chagrin of the Academy's head. Václav Bacsis explains.
Well, frankly speaking, I'm unhappy about this was frequented in the media, because these things are not doing that way, you know. It's no secret, of course, but I don't want to comment on this anymore. These things usually are done not that openly, but and not secretly, but confidentially.
A recent accident in which Holly was hit by a car has left the renowned scientist somewhat shaken and a little frailer. But, that said, Antonín Holly can still be found in his lab in Prague, working as hard as ever, ready to turn the next new compound into the next new life-saving cure.